This is an executive summary of BDCs versus REITs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Business development companies, BDCs, and real estate investment trusts, REITs, are often mentioned in the same breath because they share a similar tax architecture. Both are pass-through vehicles that distribute most of their income to shareholders and avoid entity-level tax, and both are popular among income-focused investors. But underneath that shared structure, they invest in completely different things. A REIT owns or finances income-producing real estate and earns rents, or mortgage interest. A BDC is a closed-end investment company that lends to and invests in small and mid-sized private companies. Its income comes from loan interest, not rents. That single difference cascades into different income drivers, different risks, and different roles in a portfolio. This guide explains what a BDC is, how BDC and REIT holdings differ, their income and risk profiles, the tax treatment differences, and how to choose between them. Note that BDC and non-traded REIT interests typically require accredited or otherwise suitable investors and are offered through a broker-dealer after a suitability review. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice, so verify the current rules with your CPA. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.